We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
I think any industry where you are dealing with the consumer, it could be service, it could be anything. You know, I always tell everyone the internet democratized the ability to get information. The metaverse has been democratized the ability to have experience. And so any place that you need to create experience for someone, whether that's for work, for home, for entertainment, et cetera, I think it will touch all of those.
Welcome to Retail Gets Real, where we hear from retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. I'm Bill Thorne, and on today's episode, we're talking to Martin Gilliard, head of Meta Store. We're going to chat with Martin about why Meta opened a physical store, what the store is designed to do, and what retailers need to know about emerging opportunities in the metaverse. Martin Gilliard, head of Meta, welcome back to Retail Gets Real.
Thanks, Bill. Good to see you again.
It's great to see you. And we're going to be having a conversation about something that is really kind of exciting. I mean, it's pretty new. It's not brand new, but it's pretty new. And people are just beginning to have these conversations. What is it? What does it do? How does it impact me? How does it look for the future? How quickly is it coming? How quickly are we going to have to adapt? How is it going to impact retail? I mean, all of these things.
Yes.
And I'm just so excited that we're going to be able to have this conversation and kind of get that ball rolling in terms of a better understanding. So let's start at the beginning. You were with me in 2019,
yes,
on Retail Gets Real, and you were the head of retail for Facebook. But a lot has happened since then, obviously. A lot for you, a lot for me, a lot for the world. But tell us what you do now at Meta and how you got there.
Thanks, Bill. Well, interesting enough, since the last time we spoke, I previously ran our sales team for retail. And during that time, we obviously had the pandemic, I actually moved over to run our consumer business and for our hardware. And so I am essentially the retailer for our business. And that's everything that we sell direct to consumers online and in store. And obviously, you know, we launched our first physical store on May 9th of this year. And that's the business that I do today.
You know, it's interesting because you think about Meta and you think about your business model, and it's obvious from the first conversation that we had that it lends itself to getting into the retail space because you have goods and services that are important to the consumer. But I think that the question that I would have, and when we're talking about a Meta store, is what is it? And how do you experience it? And why does Meta need a store per se?
Yes. So we sell hardware that is transforming how people communicate. And that's through VR, AR, smart glasses, et cetera. So we have Quest, which is our flagship product, which is our VR headset. We have Portal, which is actually the device I'm speaking to you on today that allows people to communicate via work from home, family. And we have the smart glasses that we've done in collaboration with Ray-Ban. And the reason why we needed to build a physical store for what we're selling, so this is a pretty complicated context for people to grasp. If you sent me a picture, if you sent me a picture of a pair of pants, I could figure out how to put them on. When we talk,
mostly.
But when you talk about like how do you have these experiences in a different way than we have them today, that is something that you actually have to experience. And what we recognize is that we need to be able to show people how to have these experiences, and so every detail around how we built the store aligned with that. We had to build it so that it was in familiar environments. So we built it so it looks like your living room. We built it so it feels like you're presenting to your classmates or your friends or your coworkers. We had to build it so that people would understand the context of how to use these technologies. And if we are successful, people will walk away wanting to be able to use that more. They will share it with their friends. We built all that into the experiences you have in our physical store. And you know, for me, the biggest joy I get is when I watch people try VR for the first time. Rather, it's someone who is 18 or someone who is 72, that experience that they have, that feedback, that's priceless. And I think what we've built is actually the intent of any retailer. You know, I always tell everyone there's a difference between buying and shopping. Buying, everyone wants to be efficient. Shopping needs to be about the experience. And what we built was an amazing shopping experience for people to understand how to connect to the metaverse through our technologies.
All right. So you mentioned it. You said it. You said the word metaverse. Mm-hmm. All right. What is the metaverse, Martin?
So I will tell you that the high level definition is like the physical embodiment of the internet.
The physical embodiment of the internet.
Yeah, but I will break that down for what that means in retail words, right? Okay. So if we think about physical stores, it's been about the experience you have, and you think about online, it's been about driving efficiencies. And for so long, retailers have thought of these as like two different experiences, but the consumer sees them as just one experience with a brand.
Correct.
And if you think about the physical embodiment of the internet, well, the metaverse is the only place where you can get the efficiency of shopping online, but still get the experience of shopping in person, because it transforms the environment around you to be what you want it to be. And right. So that's why I think it's a great thing for retail. And I think retail is actually going to be the sector that actually helps people transcend into that.
I absolutely have no doubt that you're right, because it makes all the sense in the world. I'm stuck at home and I want to have a shopping experience per your definition. So I want to walk through the store. I want to see the product in a way that I'm used to seeing it if I were there in person. And I'm assuming I'm describing this right. I mean, and stop me if I'm wrong, because, what do I know? Yeah. But so let's say I want to build a store. I am a retailer. I want to build a store and I want people to come to that store, and it's a clothing store. Can I walk through the aisles of the store and see the actual clothes? Can I try them on? What is that experience like?
So I think we are still in the infant stages of what those experiences are like today. And so there are things that will replicate that. But Bill, you also have to think about, like, for retail, there's an opportunity where I've basically sold a physical good in the metaverse. Do I have a digital good that I actually provide someone? Does my relationship with the consumer goes in a physical and digital way just because that's how they want to interact with me? And then the connection of how do I take that digital experience and actually deliver physical goods? All those are things that will happen in the metaverse for retail. Those are things that we're seeing people try to build today. I think the part that I want to make sure is clear is that online shopping is a very siloed experience. Yes. Shopping in the metaverse is like a community event. And so, look, I am from a small town in South Carolina, and shopping was an event.
Sure.
It wasn't about buying, it was about shopping.
Right.
And the ability to have co-presence through our technology, which means that I can sit with my friends who are in LA while I'm in New York, and we can experience the same things together online or in the metaverse, that's game changing. That now brings back what the shopping experience means, but allows it to have the efficiency of I can actually purchase whatever I want because I can have access to anything. And I think that's the real potential of what this could mean for retail. That's a real opportunity that I see will happen. But again, for everyone who's looking at that now, this is about experimenting.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, are the people that actually I work with today, do they actually go to the metaverse? Where are they? Who are they following? Where are they following on social media? Are they doing Instagram? Are they influencers that I use? There's all these things that are giving you basically the tea leaves of being able to create those communities in other spaces. I've been fortunate enough, I've gone through every dot-com boom from 2000 to 2008 to whatever we're going through.
Yeah.
So I've seen, this same conversation happen at the beginning of late 90s, early 2000s about what online shopping meant. And now we're seeing consumers push us into another place. This probably is as uncomfortable as it was 20 something years ago.
Yeah.
And so, so for me, I've kind of booked in these experiences. And so, I understand that the timelines will be shorter as we progress, because the market will determine how successful this will be. As more consumers dive into these technologies, as they become more curious and spend more time in these places, it will be important for companies to understand what role they will play in that experience for their customers as well.
I saw this the other day and it made me laugh, and I've seen it a couple of times, but it was Katie Couric on the Today Show asking a reporter, can you explain what this internet is? And I feel like I'm asking you the same question, can you explain what this metaverse is? I mean, is it the next iteration of the internet? I mean, they were having this conversation, 30 years ago, whatever, as the internet was becoming more and more ubiquitous. And people were understanding it better and better and recognizing the value. Is that kind of where we are with the metaverse?
Absolutely. And, to be clear, the metaverse is this thing that will be built by multiple companies. It's not just Meta platforms. It's not
right,
just us.
Right, right.
And we don't look at it as a zero-sum game. We partner with companies that will build technologies. We build software with other companies. There's all these places where we will collaborate and people will build new things to introduce people to what those concepts are. But I think what's important to understand is like, what's the benefit of even having it? Like we, right. like you can build things all day, but if, is there a benefit to doing it? And I think what we saw during the last 2 years, I will skip what those last 2 years were like for all of us, because I think we're all familiar with that.
Way overly familiar.
We saw this need for people to connect when they couldn't be together.
Sure.
We saw this need for people to have experiences when they couldn't go outside. And what we saw was the response to the things that we provide, our technology and VR, even with Portal, the adoption of those, we couldn't have been happier. Not just people that were adopting it, but how they were using it. We learned so much from that. And that filled a void that was taken away from everyone.
Right.
And now we're thinking about like, how does this apply to everything that we do over time? I believe that over time, all these things that we are building become a utility. It will become important for everyone to understand, how do I communicate? How do I show up in a meeting when I can't physically be there?
Right.
How do I actually move from just exchanging this 2D experience that we're having on the screen to one where it feels like you're sitting next to me?
Right.
Because trying to build that connection when you can't be there, we know it's important. We know it's important. And I think these technologies will help bridge that gap. The whole ethos of what we try to do is help people connect. And our technologies are doing that. And that's what we hope people end up doing in the metaverse, in addition to all the other content that we're trying.
So when you think about the metaverse, I go back to retail. Obviously, you can see the application for retail. It makes all the sense in the world. And I can see retailers just really grabbing onto this and running with it. They're not going to make the same mistake that they did with Amazon. We'd sit around and say, wow, you know, is that really going to work? I don't know. It's just a bookstore. They're not going to wait. So I think that there's going to be quick adoption by the industry. What other industries are really impacted by the metaverse?
I think any industry where you are dealing with the consumer. And that could be tons of industries. It could be service. Right. It could be anything. You know, I always tell everyone the internet democratized the ability to get information. The metaverse has been democratized the ability to have an experience. And so any place that you need to create experience for someone, whether that's for work, for home, for entertainment, et cetera, I think it will touch all of those.
Yeah. How have you used the metaverse? You probably know it better than anybody else, and you have better access to it and understand it probably better than anybody else. So how do you use it now?
You know, I'll talk about our technologies and what they've meant for me personally.
Sure.
So I have an 8-year-old son.
Right.
And I think like every parent in this generation, I have a video of probably every second he's been alive. And I always tell everyone that, you know, I've been recording my son on my phone and the world has watched my son grow up. And I haven't, because I've been watching it through my phone. And we have these smart glasses that we built with Ray-Ban that allows you to record while you have your glasses on. But here's the thing, Bill. It allows me to be present.
Right.
It allows me to be fully present in the experience while being able to share it with multiple people. And there isn't another piece of technology, because I try every technology when it comes out, that I've seen be able to do that. And that's a personal experience for me.
Yep.
And that mattered to me, because I'm able to be there. I use it at weddings. I use it all as other things. So that's personal. In terms of VR, the reason why that mattered, the last 2 years, we had to find experiences. I wanted to go to the beach. I wanted to have all these other experiences. VR gave me that.
That's awesome.
VR opened up a different space for me. It allowed my son to go to the zoo in San Diego when he couldn't actually leave our apartment. That's how I personally use it. But what we also see is people start using this for work. Once a month, we have a meeting in VR for my team. The reason why is that as you look at trying to have meetings on these screens, you get fatigued.
Right.
But in VR, in workrooms, I'm able to have meetings and it sounds like the person is sitting right next to me. I can draw on a dry erase board. All the things that I would do in person actually exist. And until you experience that, you don't understand how powerful that is, how much that removes the space that you have between people and the time zones and working in different environments. I can tell you the many times I've had my son walk into meetings over the last 2 years, but being able to not have to always clean the back of my apartment before I have a meeting, all of that has been great. And so I'm just saying, like, I think what we are building are things that will become a utility over time, similar to what the internet did 20 plus years ago.
I just think that's really fantastic. I really do. And, you know, we've had this experience. I think 3 years ago, you'd say, well, you know, the office experience, you don't really need this. I think that what we've learned is, in fact, not only do you need it, but you can really be advantaged by it. You don't necessarily need to have that office space, but you do need to have what comes with that office space, which is the interaction with your colleagues and your ability to, you know, to not only interact with them, but to feel like you know, you're a part of something bigger than just your living room and this computer screen. People come into your store, Martin, and what are their expectations when they come to the store? I mean, are they like, I'm just curious, or are they like, I really want to see how this will impact me?
You know, it's been interesting. We've been open now for 2 months. We had a chance to look back at just the feedback and where people spend their time, like every retailer would actually do.
Sure.
And what we've seen is there's been two camps. There are the people that have no experience with any of the technologies. And so the feedback from them is always exciting to see of like, how do you take this device and how does it transform what my experiences are? There are other people that do have experience with it. They just have questions.
Right.
And they just want to be able to talk to our staff. They want to be able to see how all these things actually work together. And they also want to be able to show people their skills in VR. The biggest thing that we've seen happen in our store, we have a big wall, there's a screen that is a VR demo experience where you get a chance to actually demo the product in front of everyone else.
Oh,
and we built it so that it is an experience that now you can actually, people around you can see what you're seeing. And so they see you in these experiences and it starts to become this experience that is no longer just the one that you're having, but one that you can share with everyone who's there or share with all your friends because we give you a leave-away that you can share on Instagram. And that's been the biggest thing. People walk in and that the sign up for that, I think that fills up like in the first 2 minutes that we're open every single time.
You know, it's funny. I was commenting to somebody the other day that I feel very fortunate that through my college experience, we did not have the phones with video and photography because I don't know where I would be today if in fact that was that accessible. But you think about the metaverse and I think about the future and I just wonder, how long do you think before this really does become kind of a cornerstone? If you're going to create a retail experience, whether you're an established brand or a new brand, you're going to have this presence in the metaverse. How soon is that going to happen?
You know, Bill, that's a hard question.
I know it is. I'm sorry.
The reason why is that it's not the businesses that are going to determine if this is successful. It's the consumer.
Yes, of course.
So if the consumer is there and they have a need, they will look for businesses that are solving that need for them. And that's an important thing to understand, which is why I think for most businesses, understanding how to test what is there is important.
Yeah.
If you think back to, you know, the internet days, I think a lot of companies waited too long and they've spent years trying to catch up.
And billions of dollars. Billions. I can think of one in particular, but I'm not going to mention it. But I mean, billions of dollars to try to catch up. Yeah. I have to believe that they're sitting back and they're saying, we cannot expect it to just show itself. We're going to have to make something of it ourselves. It's got to be a part of our business.
Yeah. And we've had companies that have worked with us to build things inside of Horizons, which is our virtual world. And they're seeing, you know, feedback success from those things. But I think what that success is going to mean will vary by company, will vary by industry. But I think if your goal is, I want to learn as much as I can so I know what I should be doing and what role I should be playing, I think that's an important thing to walk away with.
Yeah, I agree. So I asked you the impossible question, what does the future look like? But I am going to ask you in a more broad sense, not timing sense, what excites you most about the future of retail?
So my personal feeling on retail is that retail has always been the thing that has adapted the fastest to culture.
Yeah.
Because they have to survive.
Correct.
And I think retail will take the lead on creating what that experience means across all surfaces, not just one versus the other. And we see that. It's like we saw consumer behavior shift because of the pandemic over the last 2 years. We saw retailers adapt to that. We've seen consumer behavior change, some of it permanently since then, whether it's real estate or these other industries. We've seen retail adapt to that. Yeah. It's one of the most resilient industries that we have.
Absolutely.
Because they always have a consumer who is more demanding. And so it forces them to evolve and change.
Right.
And so like I always look at not just the companies that are new and doing the new things, but who are the ones that have been able to make it through all of those changes and still be here.
Right.
Because they've invested in learning. They've invested in being able to compete without losing who they are.
Right.
And I think that's an important thing to understand in retail as well.
I mean, the consumer is going to drive it. Absolutely. No doubt. No question. That's how retailers are constantly innovating, and they have to, because the consumer expects them to meet them where they want to be, where they want to shop, how much they want to pay, how they're going to shop, how they're going to purchase. But I guess the other question that I would have is, Martin, I mean, is this a young person's game? Or is this something that's, get ready, everybody's going to have to be there eventually?
You know, Bill, my son reminded me that I'm not young, so I don't know what's, I don't know where
you are young, Martin.
I don't know where I follow that line. I think it depends on the room I'm in. It's but I don't think this is not built for a particular group. It's built for everyone. We built our experiences for everyone. If anyone walks into a store experience that we've built, they know that we've built it to be one of the most inclusive experiences, regardless of your ability, regardless of where you sit. And we want to make it accessible. The reason, if you walk into our store, nothing is tethered. We built it so you can pick everything up and try it. Mm. We built it so you can experience it however you want. The reason why we had the staff in there to actually help you set up demos, it's not just about trying to help you understand how to pick work, because we know that those experiences are important for people to have. And when I think about retail, when I think about shopping in retail, that's what it is.
Yeah.
The experience of shopping is what people want. There's a reason why people walk into physical stores. There's a reason why people walk into a place, because they want to know. And then our responsibility is to deliver on that, is to deliver the best experience they could have with who our brand is, what our products do. So they walk out with better experience, but not just with our products, but with our company.
Sure. So another question that I have that really reached its zenith in 2017, the death of the retail store. Bricks and mortar gone. I mean, you know, the zombie malls. It's just, it was maddening. And of course, you know, the way that it was portrayed was this was online, was killing the in-store experience.
Yeah.
You know, people would say, wow, metaverse, this is even better because I get the in-store experience and I get to do it online per se. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Is this going to be a narrative that pops up again just because here we have another option for consumers to actually do their shopping experience and not leave the comfort of their home?
I'm hoping that the narrative from 2017 of online versus physical in-store evolves. It has to evolve.
Right.
I think regardless of how much growth we've seen in online shopping, online is about efficiency. It is not necessarily about shopping. And that is not going to change. And so people just have different expectations when they meet you in different places. I think where the mindset will shift is, how do I actually show up so that every experience I have with the consumer, regardless of where they happen, I'm able to give them what they're looking for?
Right.
Whether that's information, whether that's entertainment, whether that's the ability to buy my product. What I think digital does, what I think the metaverse has the potential to do, is give you the ability to do that without trade-off.
Yep.
And I think that's important to understand. Like, how do I create the experience of shopping with just a little bit? How do I have the efficiency of what online actually gives me? And I think that's the opportunity that will take, you know, years for us to sort through. But I think consumers are going to drive that.
Yep. And it is going to take, it's going to take a little time. Martin, you've had an incredible career. What is the best piece of career advice you've ever gotten?
You know, I've gotten a lot of advice. And I think one that I always remember is that you have to remember that failure is part of the process. And I think sometimes people think never failing is success. And I would say it's not.
Right.
It is part of the process.
Yep. We had somebody that used to call them noble failures. And the noble failures were very, it's just a part of learning, of growing, and succeeding. I mean, because a noble failure is something that you learn from.
Yes.
Martin Gilliard, you are a good friend of retail. You're a good friend of the NRF, and you're a great person to talk to on Retail Gets Real. I can't thank you enough for taking the time once again.
All right. Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate it.
And I look forward to doing it in person or perhaps on the metaverse.
Absolutely.
Next time. If I can figure that one out.
You will.
And thank you all for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. You can find more information about this episode at retailgetsreal.com. I'm Bill Thorne. This is Retail Gets Real. Thanks again for listening.